Good morning, babies. You're listening to Saida Baba Taliba and Toronto Morning Live with DJ Manifest and Flo. Every Monday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. on CHRY 105.5 FM.
CHRY 105.5, definitely inside your Monday morning, man. It's your partner Manifest alongside my partner Flo. Now, obviously, Flo Talk has been interrupted because we have a whole slew of people in the studio right about now, man. But it's always about that good mix. Now, you already know our next in-studio guests are renowned comedian and rising Canadian comic talent Trix, who will be hosting this year's Mark Echo Watch's 2010 Stylist DJ Awards and 2010 nominee for Canadian Producer of the Year, artist, producer, and hip-hop lyricist Rich Kid in the Booth.
Yes, one hand clap.
Now, we want to welcome you both into the studio right about now, but more importantly, we want to let you guys in so we can talk about the DJ, because I believe the DJ and the whole nightlife culture is integral to what you guys do as producers and as comedians. So, now, first off, let's talk about that relationship and its intricacies with both of your crafts in connection with the DJ and Canada's nightlife culture. How important does the role of the DJ play in what you do? We'll start with Rich Kid and then we'll go over to Trix.
Well, if I don't have a DJ, ain't nobody playing my music unless I got a scratched up CD or a half broken USB key, you know what I mean? So the DJ pretty much, for me, in my performance aspect, sets up the stuff for me. But like in the whole grand scheme of things, the DJ is essentially the music man. He's the one that controls the party, rocks the party. I'm the one, that, as an MC, I master the crowd and control the crowd and get them hype and stuff like that. But the DJ essentially does that for me, you know what I mean? So I could just slide in and do my thing. So DJ to music is imperative. Like without the DJ, not a lot of stuff could go on, especially this hip hop. So.
Most definitely tricks.
I've always said the DJ is like the nucleus of the industry, in my opinion. Because without the DJ, first of all, a lot of music wouldn't be heard. A lot of artists wouldn't be heard. You know what I mean? They hold a lot of elements, a lot of keys, not just to parties, but just to the industry. You know, breaking records on radio and stuff like that. Some of your biggest moments you've ever had was from radio. You know what I mean? And without a DJ, you could have never had that. You know what I mean? I mean, I love my artists, I love my singers, I love my rappers and all that. But, you know, the DJ is the one that can make or break the industry. If a DJ says he doesn't want to play your record, you're not really going to get heard.
For sure.
You know what I mean? And they set the vibe and tone of any party. Like, you know, you go into a party, if the DJ's whack, it just changes the whole complexity of a party. Whereas if a DJ's nice and just loves music, it can set a different vibe for a party. It just creates a whole different experience. So for me, the DJ's a nucleus of any industry, man. So shout out to the DJs, man.
Okay. Now, for sure, Trix, you're well known for your love of DJing. And as a DJ yourself, which a lot of people may or may not know, there are many DJs that are noted for being instrumental in that whole nightlife culture. And I guess beyond talent, what do you believe is the hardest thing to do to establish yourself as a successful DJ in this country? Basically, what sets a DJ apart from the others in your eyes?
You know what? Being around so many DJs, like again, you know, shout out to all the DJs I've ever worked with, because I was an MC too, so I've had the privilege of working with like some of the best DJs, not just in this country, but in the world. And like, for me, what sets a DJ apart is a DJ that's not afraid to take risks and just be different. I mean, it's cool to follow trends, but it's also even better to set them yourself. You know what I mean? I know some of the best DJs in this country in particular, they're the ones that just do things different. You know, the DJ AMs and the Junior Flows and Respects and the Scratches and all these guys that just do different things on the turntables. And another thing that sets a DJ apart is his love for music. If you don't love music, you know, I mean, anybody can pull a, you know, get a laptop and put Serato on it, but the real DJs are the real music lovers, because you can hear the way they play. There's just a lot more conviction in their art. So, like, for me to set yourself apart, it's just, I think if you have a love for music, that's going to change a lot of things for people too.
Okay. Rich Kid, you've been nominated as 2010 Canadian Producer of the Year. It's a new category to stylists, but definitely a well-deserved category. Mm-hmm. What does that recognition through that brand mean for you as a Canadian producer? Because, I mean, you guys have been putting in some work over the past, for years, but past couple of years, you guys have been taking over the globe.
For me, I'm just blessed to, you know what I mean, be recognized for that. People taking in the music and seeing that, you know what I mean, the work that we doing ain't going in vain, it's for something. And like, also, it just shows that, you know what I mean, we as Canadians are progressing with the music. We're seeing every aspect of the music as an important factor in the whole grand scheme of things, like production, the artistry, the DJing, like anything that's a kind of like a nomination category this year. Where I bet like next year there's going to be more categories that are going to be added to that. Hopefully I could be in the DJ category and stuff. I want to take all of your jobs, man. But like, it's a really good look, and you know what I mean, it's gonna be even better look if I could put something on my shelf, you know what I mean, something shiny, so I can look at it every morning.
Hey, all. Just don't forget, this year there's also the 2010 Stylus Awards Bitch Assness Award. Yeah. I'm giving that away. Oh, don't play games this year.
I have a good list.
We have. Oh, I do too.
Oh man.
Oh, I do too, man.
Before we move forward, I gotta let people know. Obviously, for the Mark Echo Watches Stylist DJ Awards, Trix is the 2010 MC and host,
yes,
for this year's
run
awards.
And hide. Promoters run and hide. Some DJs need to run and hide.
It's going to be a serious thing. A lot of people are lining up and buying their tickets in advance. It's almost sold out, and it's still only a month away, but some people might want to refund their tickets.
Listen, man. You know what it is, B? Let's be real, man. I'm just going to have fun. Anyone that knows me, if you've ever been to a show of mine, yes, you know, you get some real talk sometimes, but I'm going to have fun on stage. And I am not joking. Bitch assness will be called out. If you thought last year was bad, boy, they gave me the mic for the whole show. Run and hide.
People, if only you come out for the hosting of the show, you're definitely going to have yourself a good time at this year's awards. Now, obviously, we have a number of world-class DJs across this country.
Yes.
Who do you guys keep a watchful eye on in terms of not only the current DJs that are doing their thing, but even up-and-coming DJs or whatever have you? Is there anybody that you guys rate as, you know, this is why Canada is that country DJs?
I got a few of those.
Okay.
I got a few of those.
No, respect, first and foremost.
Yeah.
Because he's breaking the boundaries of DJs in Canada, doing the mixtapes,
yeah,
doing exclusive parties.
And he's here.
And he's here right now. So, you know, I'm getting back money for saying that. Thank you. Ching, ching. But, you know what I mean? There's a whole lot of DJs. DJ Law is the next DJ.
Yes.
That's supported me, too, throughout my whole career. So, big ups to him. DJ Mensa, I just went on tour with him.
Yeah.
So, in a heaven tour, we went from Western Canada, Central Canada, and he blew, I want to say ish, but you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
You're growing. Crazy. You're growing on air right in front of us.
I know. You know what I mean? I'm censoring myself. It's so beautiful.
Very beautiful. I feel like tearing up. I got my list too, man. Okay, respect is definitely on my list. Not for his skills, but because he's in here dressed like he just came from Bible study. And I got I'm going in on the Stylus Awards. I ain't playing games. I like Bubba Khan because he's gone through the years without paying other people. Shout out to Junior Flo too. Keys and Crates. I like the innovation on a serious note. Shout out to Junior Flo because he's always been a man that I know that has always followed his dream and always dared to be different. That Keys and Crates stuff is crazy right now. Shout out to Sign from Scratch, Scrap Bastard, and Scratch from Roots doing the Scratch thing. I like innovation, man.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And I've always been a fan of the A-Team DJs. Always been a fan of those cats because those guys were never afraid to just try different stuff, especially Team Canada, the whole mashup movement that they kind of showed us in Canada. You know, I don't want to say that they originated it, but they kind of brought it to the forefront here. You know what I mean? And they were some of the first guys playing around with rock and hip-hop and stuff like that. So definitely those guys that just did things different. That I'm not really used to. I like those guys. And shout out to legends like Mastermind too, man.
Okay.
You know,
yes.
Shout out to Mastermind.
I think that's a good look right there because when we look at it, you mentioned DJs from across the country, A-Team representing Vancouver,
yes,
Ottawa.
Man.
Rich Kid, you just came off tour and you're in Winnipeg, Edmonton, and the list goes on. When you're looking at just how Canada connects from coast to coast, how do you guys feel urban music is being absorbed by those audiences right across the country? Are you guys happy with where we are right now? Is there a place where you think we still need to grow in terms of connoisseurs or stakeholders of the music? Do you guys feel there's something that we need to do to sort of push that out there even more?
Yeah, man. We need to support each other, first of all. Mm-hmm. Keep supporting each other, man. I think what's beautiful, I'm watching the whole, you know, Drake movement and just the support he's been getting from the DJs as well. You know, and then that's also just creating a buzz for other artists to step up and hand in music properly and do things right. And I just like the fact that we're growing as a not just as a city, as a country. And you know, I know Rich Kid said earlier that we're watching everything and kind of doing things our way, but what I love about Canada is we still stand out. We're different. we're different. Our vibe's been different from the beginning. It's just now it's coming to the forefront, man. So main thing for me personally is support, man. Go out there and support, man. If a DJ's throwing a benefit or whatever, like Hooping for Haiti, we had that, you know, early in the week. You know, stuff like that, man. Support is key, man. Support your people. Support your local talent, man. Don't sleep.
Definitely. And it's just good to see, like, I see a lot of different crews unifying, like a lot of different peoples connecting from different coasts and different areas of this country. Like, just going to Vancouver, I met up with a lot of people that were just stoked about having my music and taking in my music, and I was stoked and taking in there. So that kind of like metamorphosis right there is like, I mean, it's on a whole different level. It's gonna explode sooner or later where everybody's gonna be in tune with every other province's music, you know what I mean? Every other city's gonna be linked up, and we're gonna have more markets where we could push this music and be more successful commercially, you know what I mean?
Talking to renowned comedian and rising Canadian comic talent Trix in studio. He's gonna be hosting this year's Mark Echo Watches 2010 Stylist DJ Awards as well. You just heard our 2010 nominee for Canadian Producer of the Year, Rich Kid, in studio right now. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about Stylist and everything that it is. Trix, you've been a DJ and you've been part of DJ pools and things of that nature. Yeah. How would you describe what Stylist has become over the past year, seeing where it came from the Flavor Pool days and Soul Choice to where, how would you describe that as a DJ yourself?
Honestly, man, I think Stylist is one of the best things that ever happened to the city. You know what I mean? Because it's unified DJs. I love the fact that I'm seeing DJ Alyssa Monet and P-Plus collaborate to do mixtapes. You know what I mean? Back in the day, you never really saw... DJs were a little bit cliquish. No disrespect to any DJs in the building, but, like, you know what I mean? There was a lot of cliquishness. Everybody felt that they had to be cutthroat, but the Stylist Awards has kind of unified DJs, you know? Now we're out there supporting... I wouldn't have known about a lot of these cats from Winnipeg and a lot of these cats from Halifax. Just this real talk, you know what I mean? I didn't know a lot about a lot of these guys, and I just like the fact that Stylist kind of brought that into the forefront and they're recognizing Canadian talent and Canadian music and Canadian producers and stuff like that. And sponsors are getting on board. It's just becoming bigger and better. And it's more now of a celebration, not just an ego thing. You know, it's not about the trophy. It's just about honoring some of the best talent we have in the country and in the world, for that matter. And it's only going to get bigger and better. So I just love the fact that everybody's supporting the movement and just doing everything they can to be part of it. There's a lot of these guys just doing volunteer stuff, mixtapes and collaborations and, you know, tributes and stuff like that. So, I mean, I love where Stylist is going, man. It's a good thing for the country.
Okay.
I think the award show is like, it was a perfect scheme to get all the DJs and artists in one place connecting. So you'll see a whole lot of artists giving out their CDs and, you know what I mean, trying to link up with the DJs and make that real connection, which is supposed to be, that's what's needed. And I mean, I remember going to the last conferences and remember DJs saying, like, artists don't connect with them, they don't really give them the music, they barely even give them no radio edits, a whole bunch of cussing on it and stuff like that. So it's time for, like, these artists to get their mind right and step to the DJs correctly and really give them that music, and, you know what I mean, just build that connection right there, you know what I mean?
Now, Trix, you're going to be doing a show coming up real soon, and I know obviously music is involved in what you do, but you're going to be working with somebody who incorporates music heavily into his shows.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on, man. Especially Stylist Weekend, man. The most racist show on earth. No, that's what it's called. But everyone thinks when I say it's racist. No, it's racist, meaning different comedians from different backgrounds. And it's the Thursday of the Stylist Awards weekend.
Gotcha.
So it's going to be nuts. That show is going to be crazy. So any DJs that are in town, come get a little preview to what the Stylist Awards is going to be. And Cedric the Entertainer is coming to town as well, and I get the privilege of opening for him. So,
yeah, that's going to be June 5th at the Cannon Theater.
But it's going to be fire and brimstone May 31st when I step on that stage. And, you know, don't run, promoters. Don't run. Names will be called out. I'm not playing games this year.
Wayne Chung got it last year. You hate it.
No, we're not going to call out. And I believe you, I guarantee you, I will not be calling any promoters I called out last year. All new ones.
No refills.
We're that good, huh?
Yes. All new ones.
Always on top of our game, Toronto, man. 2010, host of the Stylist DJ Awards, Trix in the building, Rich Kid, Canadian Producer of the Year in the building, man. It's all about May is month of the DJ, Toronto. We are celebrating the DJ across the country. Next week, we're going to have another lineup of stellar DJs in the mix. We're going to have DJ Jester as well. Kid Cut. 2009 MC of the Year. He's going to be in the building as well. And some more of the Stylist Administration coming through, man. So next week's show will be equally spectacular, Toronto, as we continue to do it. We're going to jump into some homegrown talent in a little bit, but it is all about Tricks and Rich Kid in studio right now. Shouts out to Respect, who held down the Road Mix, and that much more. Now, I talked about the Cannon Theater show. I just want to make people know that. But Cedric the Entertainer is going to be in the city. It's a big thing that you guys are doing, definitely bringing comedy to another level in the city of Toronto, man. I think we're just growing as a mega city.
It's good.
Actually, taking on that moniker of mega city.
Right.
We're actually starting to, you know, embrace that.
It's good, city. Man. I mean, shout out to Click and man like Mike Z, man, for bringing different elements to the Stylist Awards. It's not just about DJing. It's not just about rapping and singing. He's trying to make it just a celebration of all talents, man. So there's going to be a lot of comedy. I guarantee you. If you have asthma, don't come. I don't got no insurance money. So if I'm going to be seriously hilarious. I'm not tooting my own horn, but I'm funny.
And Trick's going to turn it into the Source Awards.
I'm just saying, though.
So I got 96.
I got way too many things in my mouth that I didn't say last year. Where the hell the cops? I'm serious, man. It's going to be serious.
It's all about that nightlife culture, Toronto. Believe me, you have been warned. It's definitely going to be a good show, man. It's taking place inside the Queen Elizabeth Theater. It's a fair-sized venue at 190 Princess Boulevard Exhibition Place. Stylist DJ Awards is taking place Monday, May 31st, but it's not just May 31st. It's that whole weekend from May 28th straight through to the 31st. Lots of good stuff taking place there, and we'll be talking about it in the weeks to come. Keep it locked right here to 105.5 CHRY. We're going to jump into a mix of Canadian talent coming up at the top of the hour. More of that Canadian talent inside Rebel Vibes, man. As we continue to do it, we want to thank you guys for passing through.
Yeah.